whatever it is you enjoy about the World of Warcraft, we have a challenge for you.
Adventure.
Crafted.
Murder.
Flowers.
This is the WoW Challenges Podcast, and here's your host, Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges Podcast. This is episode 256. Today is Saturday, March 20th, 2021. I'm your host, Lita. Hi. Joining me this week is my co-host, Chris. There she is. How are you, sweetie?
I'm good. Hi, everybody.
Thank you for joining me this week. It's very exciting. I get to hang out with two, of my favorite people, because the other favorite person that's here is Tiber. Hey, Tiber, there he is. Hi. I just want to hug you.
Good to see you.
I miss you.
Same.
I know. It was...
been too long.
It has. Crazy. Tiber has been a long supporter of the challenges and the challenge player, but not only that, back in 2018 at BlizzCon, we got to hang out. It was so good. It was so much fun. Really enjoyed that. So thank you again for coming and joining us on the show and to having a chat. We always do like that. Aziz here. So chat room all says hi. Nisi says so good to have Tiber back on. Absolutely. A wild Azzy appears. Tiber, look, you bought Azzy out. That's
great.
You know,
that's great to see.
That is good to see, which is awesome. Hi, Azzy. Hope he's doing well. All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this. Chris, as you can just realize, I didn't color code the question. Sorry.
All good, woman. All good.
I've been a little bit busy. Sorry.
So all about the purple this week. We're decorating. Everything is coming up purple.
Yes, there's been lots and lots of purple stuff done. There's a bit of red and purple. Anyway, so what we want to know, first off, Tiber, is tell us what you've been up to since we last talked to you.
Well, in real life, I guess I've just been trying to hold things together and stay safe during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty wild to think, you know, it's been a year, probably the last time I was on, it was just when we were learning about COVID.
Oh my God,
I think
yes.
We were all thinking it would be a much shorter recovery.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, wow. It's been over a year. It's crazy. We're nearly at the end of March.
Yeah. I looked, and it's right about a year since I've been here.
It's been that long. Oh my God. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Because I had trouble telling your emails apart because they were almost the same date, but a year.
That is so funny. That's just scary. It's funny. So, but I'm glad that we've got you. So, so what else have you been up to?
Well, in WoW, last summer I got the idea I needed a rooter storm out because they were going away. So
mm-hmm.
I spent a whole lot of time, that kind of sidelined a lot of my challenges, grinding gold.
Mm-hmm.
Still kept the passives going and the green men. Mm-hmm. And I still kept killing my iron men.
You know, when you're just on a roll with something, sometimes you just gotta take it, don't you? You just gotta go with it. It's totally understand. So you got your Brutosaurus mount?
I did, right at the deadline. I had to buy a couple of tokens to make sure I'd make it, but then because I was still able to use my method during pre-patch, I bought those two back and four more. So
nice, congratulations. That is
major
awesome.
Grats. That is an amazing mount.
It's very, very
it's neat to have, but then you know, I find myself hearthing back to the auction house anyway.
I'd want it just because it's so monstrous,
yeah,
and it's a dinosaur. and I have a hunter named Dinosaur. It would be so perfect to have a Zandalari troll who tames dinosaurs riding a dinosaur. Yes, please.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
That would be so awesome.
I gotta admit, they hooked me because they said it was going away. Mm-hmm. If they said it was still around, I never would.
That's how you they get you.
Yeah, yeah. It's like that. It's that fishing, you know. Like, just let's just throw out this. We'll see who takes the bait, you know. And sure enough, there's people that do. I mean, I would have loved to, but there was no way. There was just no way I would have the time. And I'm not a huge auction, like I used to be a long time ago, was huge on making money and things like that. But now I'm comfortable and I'm just like, I just plod along. That's me.
My hat is off to anybody who can make that amount of gold. Mm. The only time in this game since vanilla that I have had over 1,000,000 gold was because Periton lended it to me so I could stand outside of, we call it Nortington's estate, but Norrington, where you can go up and talk to that bird and they'll give you a pet. So Periton lent me 1,000,000 gold so I could have it in my bags to get the pet, and then I gave it back to him. So that's the only time I have ever seen 1,000,000 gold. Hats off, Tiber.
Wow.
Pushing the spend button was kind of tough.
Mm-hmm. Seriously.
I think for the effort, yes. I probably could have got 100 more different mounts. But, well.
Yeah, but it's a dinosaur.
Yeah, yeah. And it is very cute. I mean, I see him in Ouroboros and, you know, still around, and it's very cool. But I must admit, the one thing is, for me, when I'm on a horde tune, if I want to go to an auction house, there's only one place I go, and that's Orgrimmar. Like, I don't care where I am. I can be in Eastern Kingdoms, and I'm like, yeah, I could go to Undercity, but no, let's go to Orgrimmar. Let's take 20 minutes to get back over here instead of just 5 minutes to go to Undercity. You know?
Seriously, you don't just go the closest one?
No, I just go to Orgrimmar. I've got to go to my spot. I have a spot in Orgrimmar that I go to.
And you're undead. Everything you do is Undercity.
I know.
But you go to Org. Oh, woman, you crack me up.
I love Undercity. You know that. But for some reason, it's just always been go to the auction house in Orgrimmar. That's the place. So, yeah.
Oh, wait, which auction house do you go to?
The back one.
Yep. That's better. I like it. Good placement.
You know, I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't mind the, what is it, where the Torrens are, but I've always just been at the back one near the fish, you know, fishing.
Yep, by the water.
Yep. It's just one of those things. Alrighty. Okay.
Or we can just go find Tiber.
Okay. Yes. Just be like, Tiber. All right. Do you want to take question two for me, please?
Yes. So now that we're a couple months in, how have you found Shadowlands?
I've been having some good fun in Shadowlands. Mm-hmm. Got a holy pally that is up at level 60, and I've been running some Mythic Plus dungeons with them.
Nice.
I've been kind of reluctant to do the anima grind on more than one character, so I really just finally got my second character through them all last week.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of just sort of see how I can do it with challengers coming up.
Yep. Nice. It's, yeah, what was the second character that you took through?
A druid.
Druid, okay. Alright, and how did you feel that the druid went? Like, thinking of
it
challenger.
It went easier than I remembered, and this character wasn't in Battle for Azeroth at all, so it was pretty much just leveling greens and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess I still had heirlooms on.
Yep. Okay.
But and you had a mount. A mount in the maw when you're a druid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's part of it is... seeing all those other characters zooming around when I'm on foot kind of made me think about doing a druid next.
Yes, it does help if you've got a druid for a friend. or other half who plays many alts, which is awesome. So, yes.
Many alts. Alts. Many alts.
Many. Many. Yes. Alrighty. So, at the moment, let's talk challenge-wise. So, obviously, Shadowlands has been out for a couple of months, you know, where still some of us are still finding our feet with normal stuff as well as looking at challenge wise. But for you, you mentioned you're doing pacifist, you've been doing some green man and killing off your irons, which I totally understand. At the moment, what's your primary focus with challenge tunes?
I guess my primary focus is I've got a pacifist that's almost 56.
Mm-hmm.
Night Elf Rogue. Was out digging earlier this week.
Nice.
But I kind of ran out of rested, so I decided to pause that.
Mm-hmm.
I got a green man that stopped at 50 because I wanted to scout the mob before I try and take the green man through.
Yep. No, that's fair enough. I think we can all understand that. I think we're also all got fingers crossed that hopefully Blizzard will sort that out for us real soon. Because, I've only taken 4 or 5 tunes through, and every single time I'm just like, not again. No, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. It's like, it's a waste of, like, however long it is. What is it, like 30, 40 minutes? It's like, I can't get this time back. Just give me the damn click and get me there. Oh, so, yes. All right. Race-wise, so you've got Night Elf Rogue. What's your green man?
Green man's, what do you call it? The new the new Draenei.
Lightforged, okay.
Yeah, so I got the Lightforged armor with that one when I got to 50.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although they want you to go out to the Exodar and to complete that quest, and this character has never leveled there, so I would have to do the whole opening the Exodar quest line.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just like I recently, I started a new green man, a Kul'tiran shaman,
mm-hmm.
and to open that, I had to finish I had never opened them up.
Yep.
You have to go through 3 Battle for Azeroth dungeons to unlock them now.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, yeah. my paladin, my 60 paladin was able to solo those things.
Nice.
On normal, but
yeah,
you know, for new players, it's like that's going to be a heck of a hurdle.
Yeah. Yes, I like the things that we do to be able to have all this stuff. Whereas, you know, if you're a new player coming in, you don't have access until you have done a lot more stuff. So it's crazy, isn't it? Think about the times. Well, Tiber, how long have you been playing? Since Day Dot?
Since, a little bit after Burning Crusade's launch. The fact I was listening to a podcast about people who were playing Burning Crusade, and that's what made me want to start playing WoW.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Chris, when did you start?
Just before the end of Vanilla.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So basically BC. I mean, yeah.
Yeah. So pretty much between 3 of us, we've got, what am I going to say, about 50 years worth of...
Yeah, about that.
15 a month.
Yeah, let's not think about the money.
Oh, holy bubbles. Or how many race changes I've done, or... faction changes, or back when you to change your appearance you had to pay for it pre-barbershop. Oh, they got so much money from me.
Yeah,
so much money.
Oh, how many, how much money I spent on in-game pets.
Oh, and mounts and gifts and oh yeah.
Hey, it keeps us busy.
Hey, it's the one game I really truly play consistently all the time, and I love it.
Exactly. We do love it. Alrighty. Okay, I think you've got the next question for Tyler.
Especially now that Shadowlands has come, we've been talking more about what zones people level through. Mm-hmm. I want to know what zones you usually level through and what routes are the fastest for you. But I also want to know, please, has it changed since Shadowlands has come out? Because some of the leveling is a little bit different than it used to be. Has any of your favorite route changed since then?
Some, and it needs to change more. I mean, my old route, which is still okay, mm-hmm. you know, starts in the Draenine story zones. And I go to Loch Modan, Duskwood, Dustwallow, Fellwood, Winter Spring, and then Northrend. Mm-hmm. Well, like with this last late Iron Man, I was having trouble killing stuff in Old World. And I said, well, maybe it's something to do with Chromie. So I went to her and opened up Northrend. Mm-hmm. And that part of what tripped me up in Northrend is I'm used to having flying there, and with this character, I didn't. Mm-hmm. But, I know, like Stir had said before, there's so many places to level. All you really have to do is pick the low-hanging fruit, and I just need to know, what zones can I do that in that are outside of my normal path?
Yep.
To kind of boost that whole route.
This... so much, we've got such a, what would you call it, a plethora of places we can go. Like, it's crazy. It's so good. Yet at the same stage, it's like, where do I go? It's like, where do I go? Where do I go? So, yes, we understand.
Yeah, we got some time to figure it out.
Yes. That is true. Okay, so what about for you so far, like Unfriendly? What have you come across as being the places that you don't want to go? That's probably the best one.
Well, I still think Lakeshire and Unguro are bad places for challenges. I don't think that's changed. Mm-hmm. This particular spot in Northrend is more trouble than I remember. It was in Dragonblight, where the Wolvar are. So I don't know. It's been good for me in the past, and I expect I'll go back there again, but it may be a trouble spot after all.
Yeah, there's lots of bits and pieces, for sure. Lakeshire, do you do this, anything around Lakeshire? Do you, do the start into Deadridge, or you just don't even go there?
I used to, but there's been no need in recent times to do anything. But once you got to dealing with that big ogre or whatever it was, or crossing the lake to where the really tough orcs were, it was just always bad news. I haven't been back in a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't blame you. Chris, for you still, what is the one zone you won't touch at all?
Honestly, I don't know if there's any that I absolutely won't touch, because I tend to go to a lot of places where Zorts would yell at me for it being death. And he would get so mad at me for going to these zones. Like Darkshore, love it. Absolutely love it, and I'll do the whole thing. Up to a certain part, depending on who I am or which tune I'm on, because I can get through the whole zone.
Yeah.
And Duskwood, other than avoiding the Riders of Death and Doom, what are they? The Outriders. Dark
Riders.
My gosh.
Yeah,
the ones who come in the hut and kill everybody.
Yeah. From the Legion quest, yeah.
Yes.
Dark Riders?
Dark Riders. Yeah. Is that it? Where's Nisi? Is it Dark Riders?
I'm pretty sure. I think. Yeah.
Yeah, other than, and that's like at the very end of the, if You're careful that nobody's over there because it's what, like, boom chickens. One of the warlocks goes over there for it and DKs and all that. So as long as you're super careful, I'll even do that. You know, so although Boomy and I had decided years ago that that Stranglethorn is not in existence. Mm-hmm. It is not on the map, and no challenge toon is allowed to go there because the stealth tigers are death, death, death. And once Atlantis is found, then people are allowed to take their challenge toons back in, but not until then. So probably just Stranglethorn and everything else I'd touch, like, it may not be the smartest thing, but yeah, probably everywhere else, except around Goro. I've never tried it myself, but enough people have said how horrible it is that I wouldn't touch on Goro.
Yeah. Those big dinosaurs are really quiet until they're right on top of you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're right under them and dead?
Yeah.
Can be. You're closer than you want to be.
Yeah. I still miss old Angoro, where there was, you know, there was like one, was it one or two big dinosaurs that walked around? That was it. There was, you know, there was like not all these ones that are currently there. I kind of miss old Angoro that way. So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, for you, looking at how Shadowlands is playing, you know, getting back into, you're playing your pacifist, playing green, doing some iron, what's your advice to either someone new coming in or even to, you know, us that have been doing it for a while? What would you suggest?
Well, for new players, I really think a class of good self-heals is a good idea. You don't have first aid anymore, and it just is too much downtime to stop and eat. I don't have a lot of experience with classes like Warlock. I know you do, but to me, they're too squishy. And for new and experienced players, I guess my advice is wait for your cooldowns to come back up. That kind of affected me earlier this week. You know, if you use them, stop and wait for them to regenerate before you go back into the mix. And I guess another tip I have, this didn't affect me this week, but has in the past, is if you die on a challenger, it's okay to like start a new one, but if you got another partly leveled one, don't go play it right away. I've done that, and then I've doubled my losses because I'm still upset and I'm still thinking about the death I just had.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's my advice.
Yeah. I think that one resonates well through whatever level you are with as a challenge player, because I've done that myself where I've been like, oh, damn it. Okay, get on to the next one. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, I've killed that one off, and it's just like, I think the best I've done is I've killed three. I think I've killed three in
an hour.
Like, within, because I was, you know, because you're in that mindset. You're still upset from that first one. But then when the second one goes down, you're just like, oh, seriously? And you're like, no, damn it, I'm going to make this third one. And then when the third one goes down, you're just like, flipped, people. It's like, you're like, that's it. Cancel. Well, I'm out. Oh, so funny. Alrighty. Okay. So thank you for all of those wonderful advice and tips for us. We do appreciate that. Now, how has your week in WoW been?
Well, like I've been saying, I started out this week by losing my Iron Man and Northrend. I was doing a daily quest in Dragonblight where you kidnap the Wolvar pups. And I got surprised by that big elephant guy that passed through the zone. But I was able to use, you know, my Divine Steed and Divine Shield and get away from him.
Yep.
But I wanted to get back to the area I'd been clearing. I only had three more pups to go, and I wanted to get in there before those guys, the Wolvar, regenerated, before I let the cooldowns recharge, and I got caught by a couple of them and didn't make it. So that was it's a mistake I knew not to make, and I made it anyway. And Wednesday, went with John and the four casual guys, and we ran our first battle for Azeroth Dungeon. It's one I ran a lot as a Mythic Plus, so it was fun to do it with four guys in just dungeon gear. See it that way.
Oh, lovely.
And Thursday, took my big regular pally and healed a Mythic 11 dungeon. We didn't time it, but I think we're going to time it soon. We're getting better at that.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday I was digging, got my passive. It's almost to 56. Like I say, I ran out of rested, and it was just getting too little after that. So, and then I got my new Iron Man up to level 10.
Nice.
So I'm back at that.
Yep. It's a lot of digging on the pacifist, that's for certain. So
it's amazing how once you hit 50, the XP for everything just plummets.
Yeah.
Like Dark Moon Fair, Holiday Quests, digging's about all that's left.
Yeah. I know, it's crazy, and I think we can all remember, like, how much Fair has said, especially with pacifists, like, you're just scraping to get whatever XP that you possibly can, because it's so hard to get, and it takes, you know, you're just looking for whatever it is, on, especially on the passy, because you're so restricted in what you're doing. So, yeah.
Yeah, without archaeology, I think passies would be done. You're never going to get them through the maw.
Mm.
Like I say, everything else just gives minuscule experience.
Yeah.
But then I saw on a Wildhead, some guy managed to get to 60, 50, or maybe it's 50, just staying in the Goblin starting zone.
I saw that.
If you're really, really patient, maybe it could be done anyway.
He's doing like a double agent, but on Kazan. So he never left the original island that blows up. He's gotten, it's either 50 or 60, doing nothing but stuff there, so he never has to leave the baby island where you drive the car and all that.
Yep.
That's where he is.
Really? Out of all the places you don't want to leave, you want to stay in... Okay, all right.
You
got to 50.
Mostly Iron Man.
Wow.
Or, I mean, bloodthirsting it, because there couldn't be quests to do.
Kind of ran out of those.
Exactly. Wow.
Oh, Rude says he's 50, yes.
He's 50. He did the pet battles on other tunes and turned in on that one.
Oh. I thought he was doing a Nisi.
And just mow down everything in sight.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, I guess the same for Double Agent is, you know, he did stuff, he picked flowers, but he killed stuff, and that's not really pacifist or iron, so... There is a Wowhead article about him. Okay, all right. I'll have to have a look. I hadn't seen that, in this week. So I might have to have a read, and check that out. All right. It's always interesting to see how different people like to play. So and especially because we're, you know, with all the challenges that we have, it's always really keen to see how other people take different aspects of the game. Very, very cool.
Right, that's just creative.
Yeah, a lot of creativity out there.
It's a bit like Five. I hope Five, if he's ever back one of these days, how utterly insane and creative he is when he'd get his tunes and just go and do, yeah, I'll play a pacifist, but I'm, what, not going to pick flowers. It's just like, yeah.
Who was it? Did the double, what was it, Bloodthirsty Iron Man or something? Somebody combined two of the challenges.
Who was that? Too Thirsty? Too Thirsty? I don't know. Nisi will know. mental.
I know, I look over to chat, Niecy.
Yeah, too thirsty.
She's like the historian.
Mind you, you can't do that now. So that was a very old tune, which back in the day you could technically. So yes, he was the last double listed challenger, absolutely. All right, well, I'm glad that you're back into digging. We wish you luck. I appreciate the digging, because I think I'm going to have to roll my pacifist out. I'm not quite there yet. Not quite there. There's going to be a lot of digging in my future. So fact is, you're nearly 56, which is fantastic. It's like so close. When's our next world event? When's the next one? Easter?
Percentage-wise, it must be the closest I've ever been.
Well...
Oh my gosh, you got this.
We send you all the positive thoughts and the positive for having good internet and making sure, just remember, keep that dagger, you know, away and just don't click on any little critters. Just make sure no one's around you. It's one of those paranoid things.
That's good advice.
It's yeah.
I lost one to clicking on a bunny. I thought was an herb.
And they're so quick.
Oh, bunny death.
They're so quick. Like, you're like, oh, there's the peace bloom, or there's that. And you see this little yellow thing, and you're like, oh, no, it's over there. And next thing, you go to click, and you're like, it's right here.
Yeah, it happens that fast.
Exactly. So we wish you all the very best with that. So thank you for coming and filling us in on what you've been up to. You've been very busy. Which is
thanks
good
for
to
having
see.
Me. It's fun to be here.
Oh, it's good to have you. Noble Garden is next. I hope they have something new this year. I really do. I need something new with my world events. Anyway. All right, Chris. What have you been doing? Working, sleeping, coffee.
Working, I was gonna say, well, coffee. You know, so I actually thought this week about bringing out my pacifist, and that thought lasted about 45 seconds. So I logged in. I made sure she was still naked, still sitting in her chair. I hang out in the Enchanter's building in Stormwind, because she could run right out and get her cooking dailies and all that. So it did last about 45 seconds, and I'm like, I am not anywhere near ready to go out and have the concentration to do this woman. So, and I don't get that much playtime, and I'm still very much, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, over Shadowlands.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't get to play every day, you know, I have devoured the story in Ardenweald. I've gotten my Warlock to 60. She's going to go through the Revendreth story. My DK is going to go through Maldraxxus. Cannot wait. And my Paladin's 56, so she'll be in Bastion. But I'm so focused on having fun with the current stuff that my brain is too tired to take out my passy yet.
Yeah.
So she can stay butt naked in the Enchanter's study for a little bit. But so I did not have a lot of playtime, but I had more fun. I know a lot of people, Torghast is not their thing. Paradin tends to call it Snorghast or Borghast or, you know, any of those things. Dee and I went, did anybody do the Darkness event? Oh my God, I had so much fun with that.
No.
So last week the FX was you could pick up this thing and it would make it pitch dark. But you were so OP in that pitch dark.
Yeah.
You had no idea what you were hitting because you couldn't see the mobs. But it was, we were a terror in that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'm a bear and I'm two-shotting bosses. It was fantastic. So we giggled our way through. Well, I giggled. Okay, I norted. And, you know, I am enjoying Shadowlands for all the fun that there is and not getting wrapped up in what it isn't and what they haven't give me and all that. I am truly just sitting down every day, happy that I have, when I have playtime, that I get to go do something fun like that and trying to keep up with my... Oh, Natch, did you really? Natch, I love you dearly. don't you... And I'm not going to Nort live, I swear to God. We're having fun, you know, just enjoying it for what it is for now.
Nice. Nice. Now, for some reason, it's still not working.
No! Oh my god, does that mean you didn't get that one last week? Because that was so loud.
I've got them, but it's not, it's supposed to trigger to automatically come up with the sound and with, you know, Chris Nort. And it's still not doing it. God damn it. So Natch, this one's for you, because I've got the soundbite, which is separate. So here we go.
Oh my god. Which is so funny, because I spend enough time in voice with Natch that he knows. I mean, he gets Norts all the time because, you know, people are in voice. And
yes.
But that one sounds like my famous, world famous artwork of Pig in a Locker Room. So, oh
we
boy.
Love your Nort. Good Nort. We love your Nort. That's good. So, yeah, so I still need to figure out how to actually. I'm obviously linking not the right thing. I don't know.
That was hilarious.
Anyway, it is. There's so much. There's so many things. Chris, that's so funny. Oh, yes. Alrighty. Well, I'm glad that you're having fun. Torghast can go die in a fire, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, but the darkness, honey. Try the door. When it comes back again, which will be like 2 months or something, you gotta go try it. You will just melt their faces off.
I hate it with a diddly passion. It's like I've got this quest on later that I need to go and save someone, and I keep putting it off because Torghast, for me, it takes time away. Like the first time I went in there, I spent like 2 hours, and I'm like, it's 2 hours I can't get back. I've got all these
things
I want to
do. If it's one of your save quests, you can just go on layer one. You'll blow through it in no time.
Probably. I don't know. It's just, it's one of those.
You don't have to go on layer 8. You can go on layer 1, go save the person and get out.
It's just one of those things. It's just like every time. Execution.
Are you going to let Thrall just die in there, woman? Go get him out.
I'm just like, someone
else. Never run in there with a group. Is it easier that way, Chris?
You know, I've done it 2-man and I've done it 3-man. It's kind of fun to see the difference because, you know, I can just do it alone on my bear. But the difference you get in the powers is amazing, and then pretty soon as a group, you can get really OP and run through it really quickly, or you can all die in a fire because you get no powers, and all the mobs are scaling on level 8, and you're like, you know, until you have the gear, it can be really painful. But we've had a lot more fun than we've ever had pain, so I like it.
Yeah. I do like getting the multiple infernals. I love them.
Yes! See? Go melt their faces off.
That is the one thing. On later, when it says, do you want this thing or do you want another infernal? I'm like, give me infernal. Like, I'm going to drop and
exactly.
I've got like 6 infernals. I'm just like, go. It's great.
Exactly.
Anyway, other than that, let me pull the coffee because I need to explain about my week. My week's been it's been very busy. Not necessarily in game, but I have done some stuff in game. So last night or yesterday, I've been putting this off for about a while. Let's just say a while. So I decided yesterday that instead of playing, I was going to cull some tunes. So I was like, right, I have to get brutal.
You said that word.
Cull. I know. It's it's the bad C word. I know. It's one of those things, you know, you hang on to these tunes, you have them for, you start them years ago, you take them through journeys, you have pieces of yourself in every single tune, that you create. Well, I know I do, and I know I'm pretty sure you two do as well, and there's probably many people out there that do the same thing. So to color tune, especially a challenge tune, even if they've not died, it's a really, really hard thing.
Painful.
So I had to, I looked at my stuff and I looked at everything that I've been doing, and I have not had a lot of playtime. And it's not, oh, poor me, nothing like that. It's just life is crazy at the moment, you know. And obviously in less than 3 months' time, things will probably settle down and I'll have more playtime. But when you've got a wedding, there's a lot of wedding prep to be done. So I've got that, you know, between work and hurting myself and all sorts of things. So I'm just not getting around to playing my normal tunes as well as my challenge tunes. So I had to make some decisions, and I made them yesterday. I culled seven challenge tunes. Now for me, that's huge. So yeah, I got a little bit ruthless. On the plus side, I did manage to buy myself seven new pets that I didn't have.
Nice!
So, you know, I used some money that I had on the challenge tunes, and I managed to get some stuff from the auction house. So, yay! I got some pets. So that was exciting. And then last night I decided, right, I looked at the big girl, I looked at the big passy, and I was like, yep, nope, not ready. So I hopped on the baby passy, and she was 29 because I was on her the other week, and I'm going round and round Dunmore, as I do, you know, you just got to do that. And I hit, I think I hit 31. I used up all my rested. Oh, rested is so good. I had so much rested. It was fantastic. And then I got to a point and I was like, oh, you know what? I should go over to Western Playgrounds and let's go around the lake. You know, I love going around the lake. It's fantastic. And I get over there, and of course, technically Western Playgrounds now is too, like, it's high at 31. And I was like, I want to go to Valley of the Four Winds.
Yeah.
So it's very, very weird to be running around as level 31 and Western Playgrounds just doesn't do it for me anymore. I've gone over to Pandaria, and I've headed to Half Hill, and I have yet to step foot in. I did pick up the, you know, the, not the garrison, the farm stuff. So yeah, so she's over there. I'm ready. I can't wait to do my path of wonderfulness of green tea and what's the other one? Oh god, I've gone completely mentally blank.
Ghost iron
and what's the other herb? It's gone.
As fair. Everybody's done a pass, he goes completely blank. Silkweed.
I knew Fair would get me. I'm just like,
of course they did.
Thanks, Newsy and Fair. Yes, Silkweed. And yeah, so I've got her over there. But it is still like the thought of I'm at level 31 and I cannot get it into my brain that I'm in Pandaria. Like,
that's just wrong.
It's just weird. Because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm 30. I got flying. Like, yay. Excellent. Okay, I'll go to Western Playgrounds. I go over to Western Playgrounds and I'm like, huh. Like, huh. I'm getting less in Western Playgrounds for picking the herbs than I was in Dunmore. how is this correct? This doesn't seem right. And I'm like, oh, maybe I need to go somewhere else. So, yeah, it's a little bit surreal. But anyway, she hit 32 last night. So I was happy with that. And she's now in Pandaland. And hopefully I'll be able to do some of those, you know, little cooking daily things to get a little bit of extra XP. And then go hunting around the Heartlands, which I'm really excited about. Yay. So that'll be fun. That'll be fun. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. So I did manage to sit down and play, which is really good. Alrighty. I think we've covered it all. Grand Nexus blood money. I call it blood money later. What was the blood money for?
You're selling your tunes and buying pets. Yes. Or deleting your tunes.
Yes.
Blood money.
Well, you know, it's one of those things. It's like when you've got 32,000 gold on a bloodthirsty, I am not going to delete that tune. I'm going to do something for the account. And the easiest thing is to buy myself pets or to buy myself a toy. So
there
pets,
you go.
Pets is easier. Yeah, I, as we know, I do love my pets. So, which just means I've got more pets to level when Squad Day comes around. Win-win. Alrighty. News. Where's my little bumper? Here it is. Let's play this one.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Breaking down news from the World of Warcraft.
Alrighty. Excuse me. Alright, first off, let's start with some challenge news. Actually, I've completely got them around the wrong way. We have got the challenge guild page on the website. So, what we want to do is we want to update the guild information as to guilds that are challenge friendly. So, if you are running a guild or are in a guild that is challenge friendly, happy to have challenge players, dedicated to, you know, having challenge players put their tunes in it, can you please let us know? We're quite happy to put you up on the webpage, and that way people know whether you are EU or NA. Doesn't matter, just let us know. Get that information into us of guild name, server name, region, who do they need to contact, and the contact information, whether it is Tuning Game, BattleNet, email, Twitter, whichever. Okay, we want to give it a couple weeks. I'm leaving the page as is for the moment. We want to get some information in and update that to make it more current, because there may be guilds that have died off or nobody's playing in them. I don't know. So we just want to update it and have it current. Okay, so please let us know if you're doing that. Yeah, that's probably the big one. So if anyone's interested and wants to get their guild up on the webpage, then please let us know. Be challenge friendly. Just make sure though, if you're doing that, please don't have guild repairs turned on or guild bank stuff, like turn all that stuff off. So just remember to just for challenge tunes, they just want to have very basic access and just be able to congregate, a place to congregate with like-minded individuals, so to speak. Okay, now there is a Chris, do you want to take the event, the Doctors Without Borders?
Oh yes,
I would
actually. Let me open it so I make sure I get it right.
Yeah, I would, but my throat's starting to have a little hissy fit. And it's pets. Can I just say there's pets involved?
It is pets. So I am sure a lot of people have already seen, but they are doing the WoW Charity Pet Program. And this time it is for Doctors Without Borders. They are shooting for, and I'm totally paraphrasing from what I read before, so if I'm wrong, please forgive. They are shooting for a goal of 1 million. Mm-hmm. So far, they have 359,000 raised. With this one, instead of having the $10 donation that you can make and get a pet, it's whatever you can give. Mm-hmm. So it could be a dollar, it could be $2, it could be $100. When they meet their goal, I believe then, is it both of them are going to become available? There's Bananas, who is the absolute most adorable little monkey.
Monkey.
He will unlock when the total donation reaches 500,000. Mm-hmm. And then Daisy, who is a sloth, who you can command to ride on your shoulder. Heck yes. Ride on your shoulder. That is correct.
Like a little
will
backpack.
Unlock when the total donations meet $1 million. Mm-hmm. So please, Doctors Without Borders is just an amazing group. If you can contribute to it, mm-hmm. head on over to the page. They have all the information for you on their homepage.
Yes, absolutely. And we'll have the link in the show notes as well. I've just put the link into the chat there for those that haven't seen it and want to check it out. Again, you know, you've got ones to reach 500,000 US dollar, and then the stretch goal is the million to get two pets. So if you can give any whatever amount that you can to help these charities, just be able to do it if you can. So so yay. Pets are always good. Bananas. I always wanted bananas. Bananas was one I was like, way back in the day.
Must have.
Exactly. So that is super, super cool to have that. All right. Now, the other thing is, wanted to make a note that Spreadshirt has got a new promotion coming up this week from the 26th. Oh, that's my mum's birthday, to the 29th, just letting you know now, 20% off everything. So, you know, if you want some WoW Challenges merchandise, 20% off from the 26th to the 29th of March. Alrighty. Okay, I think I've covered all the bits and pieces there. Let us play. Where is this bumper? Let's do this one.
Hey, yo, it's Chit Chat.
All right, so let's do the Azzy bumper, which we love. So here we go.
It's Azzy's pun.
Okay, timer. I know, it's so good. Tiber, take it away.
All right, I get to read the pun. From Azzy, why didn't they let the fungi into the party? There wasn't much room.
Baby Nart.
I don't remember hearing that one. That is so cute. Azzy, that is awesome. Hang on, where's my little here we go. That was really super cute. I don't remember that one at all. I love it. Alrighty, Chris, what have we got from Dave?
What should you do if you're attacked by a gang of clowns? Go for the juggler.
They're both good. All right.
This was a punny night.
Was, Dave. Hang on. Nice. The whole problem is when I don't read them, like I just kind of copy paste, don't look at them because I want to know, you know, when it's read on the show. My first thought is, when you say clowns, you know where my mind goes? There's only one possible place. If you say clowns, where is it going to be? As a lover of Stephen King, I'm going...
It.
So you say Attack by a Gang of Clowns, and I've got Stephen King, It, in my brain, because I'm like... And then go for the jugular. Yeah. Just, that's good. I love it. Thank you, Dave. Heart you both, Azzy and Dave. Thank you for that. Alrighty. Tiber, did you have anything that you wanted to... Any jokes? Because I know you had... I'm sure you had a funny one last week. Did you come up with anything?
No, I kind of struck out this week.
Hang on. Let me... Audio's being stupid. Sorry. So, no, I didn't come up with... Okay. Audio's messed up. Yeah.
No, I was looking for one, but I couldn't find one I liked.
That's okay. That's all right. Execute told me one, but I completely can't remember what it was. yes, I know audio's messed up. It's okay. I got it fixed. All right. Well, I think we have got everything we need. I think we've got everything. Yes, Nisi did mention, that's what I forgot to mention, about the guild challenge thing. Have a rank that is challenger friendly. That's, yes, exactly. I haven't looked at GM privileges for a while. So no guild bank access or guild bank repairs for that rank. Exactly. Alrighty. I think we're done, guys. How about we wrap this up? I'll get Tiber, to do the Iron Elite for me, please. Hang on, did I mute myself?
I hear you, I don't hear Tiber.
Tiber, did you mute yourself?
Sorry, I forgot I'm using push-to-talk.
<That's> I'm just like...
I forget on occasion too.
Alright, go for it. Idle Elite.
Alright. Hopefully it's better this time.
Yeah. We gotcha.
Thank you to Aleandris, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Cell, Chupla, Crash Landing 99, Dave the Hunter, Execute, Fair, Gazton, Brand Negus, Iron Brittle, Chris W., Lara Namar, Lita, Ms. Bright 01, Ms. Rock Guru, or Mrs. Rock Guru, Ms. Majiji, Ms. Charming, Nisi, Rude, Stir, Stone, Swingcack, Tiber, aka Tiber, Munima, Zaya, and Zortz.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for... It's my little heart. There's my heart to you all for your contribution, for your help, for your support. It is greatly appreciated. You guys help keep the lights on, so to speak. Now, from Stonestar and myself, again, our wonderful mods, thank you guys for all the things that you do. It's been a bit of a crazy week this past week, so I know I've been very AFK with being not well, but thank you for keeping the things sorted, which is great, muchly appreciated. So, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Execute, Fair, Chris, Nisi, and Zaya, thank you guys so much for all the things that you do. To the Code Wardens, Elki, Fim, Naptime, and Bell, thank you for giving freely of your time. We understand things are very crazy busy at the moment, so they help us out when they can. We appreciate that. And to you guys here in the chat room, everyone over in the chat room, anyone listening at home, thank you for hanging out. We do appreciate it. It's lovely to see so many people here, so thank you so much. Alrighty, we will be back next week Saturday, March 27 at 7 p.m. Eastern, which is the day after my mum's birthday. My mum's birthday is the 26th, so very exciting. She turns a very big number. I better not say what it is. She can't hear. She turns 70. It's a big 70.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes. So we've got a birthday party for her, but she knows about it because she half organized.
Of course she did.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, we've got a birthday party for her on, well, she only turned 70 once, right? So we're family fun for us next week. But the show will be here, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Saturday. So, yes. But Tiber, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I just want to hug you. Thank you.
Thanks for having me. It's been great talking to you both.
It's so good to catch up. It really is. Do you want to tell everyone where they can find you and get in contact with you, please?
Well, on Twitter, you can find me at Tiber_WOW. And on Twitch, you can find me at Tiber_AKA Tiber with a Y. And that's pretty much your best chance of tracking me down.
That's it. Absolutely. So thank you. We will have that information up on the website. If anyone's not sure and want to catch up with Tiber. Alright, don't forget where you can find us. WowChallenges.com is the website. You will find all the information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels. You can listen to the podcast, download it via Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher Radio. If you want to contact the show or contact me via email, please send it to podcast@wowchallenges.com. Chris, where can we find you other than asleep very, very
asleep.
Shortly?
Tomorrow I'll be buried under yet another foot of snow. You know, although it was 65 today. Welcome to Colorado. I am on Twitter. Twitter, I actually said it right this time. At It's Chris W or in WoW Challenges or Paragon's Discord.
That's it. I would love snow. I keep saying this. You guys would probably be sick of it.
Not 3 feet
like
at a time, though, Lovey. You can't do anything.
I just want to go.
It's all fun until you have to shovel it.
Exactly. Or get your car stuck in it or have to go to work.
Don't worry.
Because all I do is work.
I just want to make a snow. And make a snow angel.
Well, you can do that without having 3 feet.
I just... It's one of those things. One of these days, damn it, coming back over there, we're going to make snowmans. That's going to
be
the thing.
As soon as I win the lottery.
Yes.
I hope you get the chance.
Yes, I know. Everything's a bit crazy as to what's happening with that.
Gee, even Nisi got snow.
You hear somebody snoring. Anyway. Okay. Normally, apparently, it's supposed to be me, but not today. All right. What was I doing? Where am I?
Film
Who
it.
Am I?
Film it.
So very tempted. No, he'll kill me. No, that's all right. We've got audio. I'll have to look for that later. Okay, don't forget where you can find me on Twitter at LetaWow, which is LeeTawow. And one of these days, I am sure, Stone and I may get around to doing episode 100 of Adventures in Azeroth. We will see. Who knows? Apparently, it may happen.
We'll take that.
Life is very, very busy for both of us. It's just being crazy. So, we'll see how it goes. All right. Well, I think we've got everything. Nisi says was 67 here one morning and was snowing that night. 67, I'm taking that's Fahrenheit. I don't know what the conversion is.
Somebody convert for me 67 to Celsius.
It'll be I'm gonna guess that 30 something. No, hang on, let me see. 67 Fahrenheit to Celsius is
20?
20. Oh, so okay. But it was snowing. Huh.
No, so in other words, it was quite warm during the day, and that night dropped like a stone, and here came the snow. It does not snow at 20.
That is crazy.
It has to be like zero to snow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Tyler, you get snow, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I'm so jealous.
We had... What was it? Like, a run there where we had snow like all but 15 days in 2 months or something.
Whoa.
We didn't get super... Actually, I was running out of places to put it with the snow shovel. And that's the problem. It gets piled up so high, you can't see around the corners of the street. And you can't... You have to throw it higher and higher to clear the walk and the driveway.
Yeah. It's crazy to think. At the moment, we've got... I think we've got rain. We've had rain for the past week. So there's no flooding here at the moment. But down south, there is. But it's just... You know... It's just for me, I'm like, it's sweltering because, of course, summer. It's just like, just give us that. Oh, crazy. Nisi says, yeah, we had severe weather, moved through, and the temperatures just dropped. Two locations are about 8K apart. What was that for, Dave? Not sure. It's nice to see you, Dave. We got your joke was very cute this week too, so thank you. Okay, well, I think now that we've talked about weather and Lita wanting to play in the snow, it's one of these days. Anyway, we will wrap this up. So Chris, can you do the last two thank yous for me, please?
Absolutely. We'd like to say thank you to two very, very special friends of the stream. Mr. Bright 01 for the intro, and it still makes me baby Nord every time I hear Nisi say flowers. You can find him on Discord at Mr. Bright 01. And also a big thank you to Epic Insanity for our outro. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Insanity, as well as the Frozen Nerds podcast.
We do heart them both very muchly as well. So thank you guys. There's the hearts for that. So show them some love and support for all the things, because we do appreciate what they've helped us out with. All right. Well, again, Tiber, thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us again today. It's so good to see your face. Just want to give you a big hug like we did at BlizzCon. Oh, which feels like a million years ago, but at the same stage, it kind of feels like it was only the other day. It's crazy. So thank you for coming and filling us in and having a chat. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me again. Really loved it.
Excellent. Well, we will get you back again soon. It will not be a year, damn it.
I thought that was my annual thing.
it's crazy. The past year has, in particular, been crazy. But thank you for being here. We do appreciate it, Chris, my sweetie. Thank you for hanging out and doing this. You need to go to bed as soon as we've done this. Okay.
Always.
I'm looking at in two cameras right at you. So.
Actually, more like four, because you're out of sync on that, yeah. I'm surrounded by Litas.
Anyway, thank you for helping me out, chat room. Thanks, guys, for being here. We do appreciate it. It's lovely to see so many familiar people, as always. So thank you, heart you all, guys. Biggest thing, again, please stay safe both in and out of game. We will see you next week. Take care, everybody. Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Lita. Copyright 2021. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great stuff at incompetech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.